interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, September 7th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day as we engage in a conversation about public speaking. I'm not sure if any of you know, but I'm shy. Not just lightly shy. I talk about crippling shy, talking about shut down shy. I'm talking about I don't like talking in front of people, right? And then, in fact, I tend to say a prayer every time I come on the radio and say, Lord, help me to have the words come out because I shall stutter. And in order to overcome my shyness, my inability to speak in a public forum, I tend to speak very quickly. And so my efforts nowadays have been trying to slow my speech down, which is near impossible. And so that is what our conversation is going to be about, having a public speaking seminar. Today I have in studio, actually, I have my co-host, the great return of Catherine Mitchell. Say hello, Catherine.
Good morning.
Good morning. And she'll be co-hosting with me as I interview my cousin, Quincy Parker. He's supposed to be joining me via Zoom. Let's make sure that he's in. Quincy, are you in via Zoom? Not yet.
Excited to help you address anxiety, sir.
Yes, and my cousin is here to help me address my crippling anxiety, like he said. But let's talk about that. First of all, I'm going to speak to Catherine. Catherine, you do public speaking all the time. You host things. So you're not shy. You tend to talk like 100 words per minute all the time. And you just jump headways. I know you do a lot of communication life in terms of hosting parties and stuff like that. Have you come across any fear regarding public speaking?
Me, kindred spirits. I have such a horrific fear of public speaking that I get bad because you are here in a room with me, but the heart can race, the palm sweat. It was so bad in college that I fainted during a freshman seminar, and they had to take me to the hospital, in which my entire class, was only 8 people in the class, and my professor showed up to check on me. So it was a highlight of my life. So when I went off to the UK to do my master's, I forced myself to join the debate society so I could face that fear over and over again. But I think it's one of the top three fears that humans have. I know Quincy is a fantastic Toastmaster. Whenever I miss and had to present at a Toastmasters club, they always say, you speak too quickly. Please slow down. It shows your nervousness. You can show it off as an enthusiasm, but that is where you trip up on your words and the ideas don't leave your mouth. So this is right on time, for all of us that would love to hear of the brilliance of Mr. Parker. I'm a big fan. Whenever he makes a speech, I'm always thrilled to listen in on it. So I'm so excited that this is something that is being offered as I trip over my words, waiting for you to tell me how to give them better.
So this goes straight to Quincy. Yeah. How important is public speaking? Right. I purposely chose a job where I didn't have to speak a lot. I give directives and say, okay, you all do it. Right. Because I don't like explaining things. And I'm trying to say, is public speaking important?
So public speaking is incredibly important in my view, and it's also in a number of ways misunderstood. So public speaking is, when you say public speaking, what people think about is standing up in front of an audience and giving a speech. And while that is absolutely one aspect of public speaking, public speaking is also sitting in a room with your team members and making a presentation. It's if you are a salesperson and you are in somebody's living room and you are trying to present a product or a service for that small audience to be familiar with and then hopefully to buy, that's also public speaking. So I like to define it quite broadly as any opportunity that you have to speak to people outside of your normal sphere of influence. And when you have a specific action that you want people to take, whether that action is a doing action, or you want them to do something, or whether that action is mental action, where you want them to think something or make a decision. So public speaking is important because if you do it right, it attracts opportunities. It is an opportunity to change people's mindset and your own as well. It creates confidence if you are able to grasp the skills. For people like you and me and Catherine, it gets you out of your comfort zone. It's an opportunity for you to inspire people. It's a chance for you to establish your own subject matter expertise. It can give you an avenue of corporate and professional growth. And there's a good long list of reasons why public speaking is important. But in terms of what I think is relevant here today, public speaking really is important because it brings you the opportunity to build social connections and leverage them. It improves your communication skills, and it increases your ability and also affords you the opportunity to persuade people. So it's both professional and personal development.
You have the voice, right? Anyone who knows or who listens to radio, they say, well, that's Quincy Parker's voice. That's a booming voice. He does sound recording. My voice is kind of squeaky, right? I have, mind you, people have lobbied me and say, Cecil, try do this voice over. And then they scrap it and I don't get paid for it at all. And say, oh, see, this money thing ain't working. But I'm working on that, right? I want some techniques, right? Persons like me and Catherine, who do stories. Catherine's a storyteller. I'm a storyteller. I write better than I speak. But I have a story to tell. And I'm unable to tell that story because I cannot speak well. What type of techniques would you push forward? Or you say, well, these are what people should be listening for, looking for?
So, oddly enough, in your introduction to the conversation today, you touched on some things that I thought were incredibly important and almost like prescient. Most people, when they are nervous, well, let's start with that. The majority of the trouble that people have public speaking comes down to nerves. It's anxiety in one way or another, whether or not it's imposter syndrome. You feel like, why should I be the one that people listen to on this subject or whatever the case may be? Whether it's, I don't like something about myself, I don't like the way I look, I don't like the way I sound, whether it's, I don't have the vocabulary, whether it's, I don't know enough words, whatever the case may be, there's an anxiety that is standing in the way of you being the kind of public speaker that you want to be. It's standing in the way of you telling your story. So the first and most thing that you can do as someone with a story to tell who wants to get past this roadblock, so to speak, is to deal with what is causing you that anxiety. Now, you as a talk show host and a public personality, as you say, you feel like you write better than you speak. But I would like to point something out to you. You have a radio talk show, which is a spoken medium. Your radio talk show is still on the air. It is a popular radio talk show. So if you take those facts in evidence, those are facts, they are unassailable, they do not require opinions, they are factual, that is objective evidence. It is clear that whatever your personal view of your presentation abilities might be, the management of Guardian Talk Radio does not share that view.
Okay.
And the people who tune in to listen to you time and again do not share that view. So the issue there is not actually whether you have a good voice or not. The issue is how you see what it is you want to do. And so that's the area that you need to attack. And we can attack that in a short and succinct, concise way here today, or you could, pay for
attend the seminar.
A coaching. Yeah, or you can come to the seminar. Catherine, I think I heard you start the same.
Yes,
something.
I can't lie. I hear what you're saying, but it's like watching someone who's 7 feet tall dunk a basket, because you were born with this gravitational force of a voice that was God-given, and some people have been sprinkled with a little bit of a natural talent. They just are able to command an audience and have a charisma that is innate. But what I think is interesting, and which is something I know to be true in my experiences through forced learning and further education or Toastmasters clubs, etc., is that this can be a skill set that is learned. We can improve upon our basic skills even if we were born 4 feet tall, if we're holding the basketball of public speaking. So what you're saying is that you're offering a skill set for those of us who stand in front of a podium, or even less than that, stand in a classroom and know at some point the teacher's going to call on you and you're already sweating and the blood is already in your ears, or sit in front of a radio microphone and saying, I know I can do this, but you still feel the shortness of breath and a desire to communicate, and more than just say the right words, because CA and I are both writers, so we can write these things, but to connect with the target audience before you, to connect and really communicate and emote the feelings and intent behind the words you say. This is a skill set, you say, that is coachable, that can be learned.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. The short version is okay, first of all, let me get it out of the way. I am doing a seminar on Saturday called The Secret Sauce, Public Speaking Demystified. It's a 2-hour intensive seminar where I would give you a toolkit to wrestle the universe that is public speaking into manageable chunks so that you can improve, whether you're an old hand and you just want to polish and sharpen your skills, or you're a neophyte or newcomer and you want to learn the tools of the trade. That's what Saturday is about. It's Saturday at 2:00 at Crypto Isle. And it's $150. You can register on the Crypto Isle website, or you can WhatsApp me or check me out on Facebook. But to go back to the fact that this is a teachable set of skills, public speaking is both an art and a craft. And an art is generally something that is considered the purview of talent, right? Talented people create art, but skilled people create masterpieces. Mm. And what you are saying, Catherine, is so important, that people who feel like they may not have a talent for public speaking, if they learn the skills of the craft of public speaking, will, in my view, 9 times out of 10, unearth an incredible talent that they may not have known was there. And the reason that I say that is because I've seen it in my own life, and I've seen it time and again, where people were terrified of public speaking. You know, a couple of conversations and some opportunities later, they've become they've gone on to be coaches, they've gone on to be motivational speakers, whatever the case may be, all because what's really underneath it all is this desire to do this thing, but the crippling fear that I can't.
And
once you learn that you can, and you learn the skills, and you take away all the mystique from it, and you understand, well, you start with an introduction, and you do a transition, and you go to the body of the speech, and you try to keep it as simple as possible, no more than 3 to 5 points, and you go to another transition, and then you end with a conclusion, and you end your conclusion with a call to action, and it's as simple as that. And once you really internalize the simplicity of the task, then you can really start to see that it's all about the exact vulnerability that you and Cecil are talking about. That's what makes you powerful. What makes you powerful as a public speaker is when people look at you and they can... Sorry?
No, but a quick question. Who should be attending the seminar?
Sorry?
Who should be attending the seminar?
Oh, okay. So the seminar is intended for anyone who has a forward-facing role in their profession. So that's anybody involved in public relations, anyone involved in community engagement, anybody involved in sales. But it's also intended for people who have a desire to share their stories in an oral fashion. So people who want to be motivational speakers, people who want to be storytellers in a verbal oral medium. It's both an opportunity for personal development and professional development.
But also, isn't it just anyone? Because it's an inescapable evil for those of us that fear it. Even if you're presenting at a college interview or to in any basic setting, at some point you'll have to present your ideas in a cohesive manner towards and outside of your comfort zone. And growth does not happen in our comfort zones, they always tell our kids at school. And that we'll have to say something that makes sense to somebody else. So I think that there's nobody who wouldn't benefit from something like this along the ways, because I tried to use a sports analogy earlier, but I'm a cook. So it's like learning which ingredients to put in a recipe, but you can all, whether or not you have that God-given ability to just have that palate that tastes well, you can all make something that is palatable with the right recipe.
Yes, I agree with that. I also love to cook. So this analogy will probably be with us for the rest of the conversation. So in my view, you're right, Catherine. There's nobody who's not going to benefit from this opportunity and from learning these skills. But what I think is important to say for me is the reason that I call it the secret sauce is that in addition to dealing with the tools of the craft, in addition to the toolkit to wrestle with public speaking and going through how oral communication works best and what you can do to speak well in any situation and be effective as a public speaker and as a communicator in those situations. What the last third or so of the seminar deals with is how do you address the anxiety that is holding you back? What is it that you can do to get rid of that negative inner monologue that is preventing you from being an effective public speaker?
And so that's
raising your opportunity to be a public speaker.
You don't have an iPhone.
I'm getting some feedback.
We tend to seem to be getting some feedback. Some Spanish speaking.
Yeah, somebody is in the room named Lady Basil.
When the producer comes back, he'll be able to correct that. But in the meantime, right, you mentioned toolkits, right? And I want to know, what should I be expecting when attending the Secret Sauce seminar?
Yeah. So, like I say, the first two-thirds of the seminar will deal with what communication, what it is in terms of the mechanics of it, and then how you as an individual can harness those mechanics to put together a good and effective oral presentation in any situation, whether that's standing in front of an audience of hundreds, whether a small team meeting, whether that's in a classroom in front of students, whether that is, as I said earlier, in a sales environment where you're in someone's living room. These are the way, this is how you employ this particular set of tools in each of those situations.
The word that you use that really caught my attention is mystique, because I think that fear comes from the unknown. And so, as you said, you're making it knowable. I mean, I'm really excited I gave you this recipe analogy, because you call it the secret sauce, because there is a skill set that could add a secret oomph to it. I mean, CA talks about having speaking anxiety, but he's known, I don't know if this is a product placement, but he's known for a very hot pepper sauce that finds its way onto my eggs fairly often. And he has I think he still has a charisma about him, despite the niceties of speech that he may feel he lacks, that allows him to command a show like this one. And you are an incredible speaker, but I'm sure it was a journey to get to a place of confidence and formidable presence that you have today. What you're saying is, though it's called a secret sauce, there is a mystique that can be demystified, that there's a secret to the recipe that you're going to give them, like grandma's secret recipe sauce in the seminar, that will basically help take the anxiety, the mystique, the fear factor away. So that, I mean, I was told once long ago that the only way you get better at public speaking is to publicly speak. So this will give people an opportunity to begin that journey that will demystify the incredible and fearful feat that is making a public presentation.
Yeah. And that's why I called it public speaking demystified, because there's this idea that people have that there's something that only a select few can do, right? That you, Cecil A. Murray, or you, Catherine, can't be an effective public speaker because X, Y, and Z. And the reality is, the only reason that you might not consider yourself an effective because you have a narrative that's playing in your head, in your own mind, that is undermining your ability to harness whatever gifts you may have in service of that public presentation. And I like CA's initial salvo, because he hit on one of the most important tricks in the toolkit, so to speak, for nervous people. Speak slowly, mm-hmm. Just slow down. One of my sort of most important anti-anxiety recommendations is, there's nothing wrong with just taking a breath.
I think it was Mark Twain who said, if you want to get an entire audience to pay attention, stand in front of them silent for a couple of minutes before you speak. I have a question, just a personal question, because a lot of people can speak publicly and they're not necessarily interesting, but they don't know that. They'll talk for a long time. You'll want to go on, and they can be accoladed and put on a podium often. What to you makes a great public speaker? Do you have someone who, when they speak publicly, you say, yes, that was electrifying. That was something that was magnetic and I would love to emulate. Is there anyone you could point to, or is there any traits you think that make a speaker special?
The things that make a public speaker effective are, in my view, very simple, and I'm sort of tipping my hand a bit here, but that's fine. The most important part of an effective public speech, something that makes it memorable, something that makes you go, "Wow, that was incredible," is the ability of the speaker to connect with the audience. And once somebody has brought you into their world, whatever that world is that they're building in their speech, you go for the journey. You go along for the ride. And the difficulty that the prescribing who speak, on and on and on, and you're just, you're sitting there and counting sheep in your head or doing your grocery list or whatever the case may be, is they may know their subject matter incredibly well, but what they have failed to do is to present it to you in a way that makes you feel like you're a part of what they're interested in talking about. So it's one of the things that, like, why CA is such a great public presence is, I said it earlier, that's that vulnerability, mm-hmm. right?
Authenticity.
The ability to say, here's my flaw. Here's what I perceive as my flaw. And here's how I'm going to move ahead regardless of what I perceive as a flaw. And when you say something like that, the audience who is listening will say, well, I have the same thing. Or, well, I feel the same way. Immediately, they take you from being someone who is speaking at them, and they now put you in a category of someone who is either speaking to them or speaking for them, right? And the conversation becomes personal to them. It's not just, I'm listening to a speech. It's, we are building a world together. We are exploring an idea together. I am as invested as an audience member in what the speaker is saying or trying to present. One of my favorite examples from my experience as a director of public relations at BPL, I had written a speech for Donovan Moxie. And it was a good speech, and I put together a great presentation. But Donovan is he's a guy, and sometimes confidence can be a little off-putting because it is easily mistaken, in my view, and in my experience, for arrogance or conceit. And so he was speaking at an event. It was the Bahamas Institute of Chartered Accountants annual meeting, and he was asked to present to them on the strategic plan for Bahamas Power and Light Company Limited that had been finalized and promulgated under his board directorship. And the initial sort of feeling as he got up to speak was one of, okay, fine, what is BPL going to say now? How are they gonna get out of this now? Because, of course, BPL is the most hated company in the country, right? The first thing that was in the speech was, we got it wrong. We have not done a good job. Now, a person like Donovan, who is the chairman of the board and who is a successful man in his own right, and who, you know, is a successful businessman and whatever else, and all these wonderful things, who had been tapped to lead BPL into a new era and a new direction, he could very easily have chosen not to really, you know, reflect or stress that part of the speech. But instead, he leaned into it. And he just got up there, was blunt and vulnerable, and said, we have screwed up. We have not served the country well. And from that moment on, the 400 or 500 people in the room, who are all accountants, and as you know, accountants are very analytical. They are unemotional people in terms of their profession, because they don't have time to be able to get it right, you know? But they went from being from having animosity towards BPL to being interested in where is this going? Let me hear about this strategic plan then. Okay, so you know that you got it wrong. All right, so what are you going to do about it? And that brought them into the speech and into his presentation so completely that when there was a technical error and the slide presentation stopped working for a couple of minutes, the audience didn't immediately check out.
So it sounds like you're talking about stage presence, right? And I'm thinking back to my high school era when we had politicians.
No. I want to stop you there, Cecil.
Go ahead.
Because I'm not talking about stage presence.
Uh-huh.
Stage presence is one of those things that it's mythical. It belongs in the realm of mystique.
Uh-huh.
And the
it factor.
Quote, mm-hmm. quote unquote talent mm-hmm. or it factor, as Catherine says, right? But is
authenticity. Yeah.
And authenticity. Mm-hmm. It's not about stage presence mm-hmm. because stage presence is not, this is gonna sound really weird, but stage presence is not real. Okay.
But is stage presence important? And will you be teaching stage presence?
Yeah. What I'm teaching in this seminar is not the idea of somehow being able to stand up in front of an audience and be a god. No. What I'm saying is the way to be a superstar public speaker is to be as authentic and vulnerable as possible. If you don't like your voice, don't try to change your voice.
Mm.
Use the voice you have and say what you have to say with 179% commitment. Be yourself. Be who you are.
And actually, that's what makes you special. And I think that is what you do well, CA, because in such a world, and Guardian Radiant does it well, because we live in such a society that you have to say and do the right things, that sometimes you're almost fearful to say what you actually believe and think. But I think the skills that I'd be interested in learning at the seminars, as you said, instead of a speaker addressing the audience in an us and them situation, you say you almost cross the aisle and you hold hands together and say, no, it's us together against the world. It's that kind of level of connection that I think is a skill set that is so essential in everything and in any of our institutions and any of our areas of life, to be able to get people to join with you looking at idea rather than trying to show it to them under a microscope that they might not understand. But I think that issue of vulnerability and authenticity is interesting. So did you ever feel it? Because when I hear you talking, you're like, be vulnerable. No one wants to hear mothering or housekeeping from Mary Poppins. She's too perfect. So were you ever standing in front of a microphone, voice dry, sweating? You could feel it. You know when your head gets full of the blood because you're so you can't even think? Was that ever you once back in the day, or were you just born like this?
Let me tell you a story. People who are really, like people who know me, know that I sang opera for 10 years in Tulsa and in New York. And
I'm such an opera nerd. That's why I love you.
I was on the path to have an opera career when circumstances changed in my life. And so I had to change paths. But I went to do an audition for the Chicago Lyric Opera, and they were holding the audition in New Mexico, just outside of Taos, New Mexico. And so I went and I had prepared these great arias, and I sounded amazing and everything was, I was ready. I was ready. And I got up to do the audition, and I decided at the very last second, let me not do the incredibly difficult show-stopping, like showpiece arias. Let me just sing something simple so they could hear my voice and be enough. So I started singing, and I noticed the people who were conducting the audition. They were sitting at a desk about 30 feet away from me, and up above the desk, their upper bodies were perfectly still. The faces were, they had neutral faces, and nobody was giving any kind of signal. But I happened to look down, and underneath the desk, they were all sort of tapping their feet. And I was like, I got them. And in that moment, my entire brain shut off. And I opened my mouth to sing the second verse of I Got Plenty of Nothing for Porgy and Bess. Wow. And nothing came out.
Excellent. Not excellent, but I understand.
She is happy for the first time this show.
Quincy, we need to take a break. We need to take a break.
The accompanist looked at me and said, I'll just do that, the intro again, right?
Yes, do it.
So she started the second verse introduction again, and my brain was still absolutely not present. And nothing came out again for the second time.
It's public speakers, we know when we have to take commercial breaks to pay the bills. So hold on to that because I love opera. Carry on.
Yes, we'll be right back. This is being Guardian Radio in the AM. We're going to speak back to Quincy about your mind just going blank when you're doing a public speaking engagement. And what do you do when that happens? Quincy has the secret sauce, and he's having a seminar that's coming this weekend. And we're going to hear more about that when we come right back. Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. We'll be right back.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302 our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Created Events and Marketing presents Becoming, a transformative women's empowerment summit that will take place on September 24th at the National Training Agency located on Gladstone Road at 3 p.m. Phenomenal speakers include Dequessa Dean, Simone Bow, Sherilee Pinder, Marissa Mason-Smith, and Dr. Nyambi Campbell-Dean. Not to mention a flaunted fashion show segment hosted by Miss Phyllis Garraway. Tickets are $50 and can be purchased at the Nassau Guardian or Essence Med Spa, number 15 Bradley Street, Palmdale. Part proceeds will be donated to the Jenny Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group.
And we are back in with Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri and Catherine Chisnell today. I'm so glad to see you after a long summer. We were in the middle of a very invigorating failed audition with Mr. Quincy Parker, public speaking seminar tomorrow. But I have it's called The Secret Sauce, Public Speaking Demystified, in which he will be telling you about the secret ingredient to put into your public speaking, which is no secret at all, that it's a learned skill set that is possible in this two-hour seminar happening at Crypto Isle for $150. And from experience, I know him to be a gripping, powerful, and formidable speaker, but apparently this can be broken down into a skill set that we can all command, which is exciting. But I just have to quickly take a little moment and say a greeting to my future godchild-to-be, Jody McCartney. Her father was a veteran of Guardian Radio, and her mother, Paige, is still with you when she returns, and I just want to tell her that I love her and that we will be seeing each other soon. So I am a huge opera buff, so I'm enjoying the behind the scenes, but you survived this. You survived this audition, Mr. Parker.
I will tell you what happened. So after the second time I opened my mouth and nothing came out, the very next said was, well, and then I closed my eyes and I can't believe I said it.
Neither can we. Well, neither can we, Mr. Parker. Carry on. It's part of the segment on your seminar, How Not to Get Charged by ERCA. Go on.
Well, okay, yeah. And I looked at the auditioners, and they were all smiling. And I'm like, okay, I guess that's that. So by then my brain had kicked back in gear, and I finished the song and thanked them for their time, but obviously I did not hear back from them. And so I want you to know, yes, I have absolutely been in the situation where you are called upon to say something and there's nothing there. Mm-hmm. That was one of the most dramatic instances of it, and it sticks with me to this day. I feel like I would have been great at the Chicago Lyric Opera in their Young Artist Program, but you know, it is what it is. And so, yeah, I had to come to the place where I felt like it was okay for me to share my opinion. It was okay for me to share my expertise in areas where I did have expertise. And it was okay for me to say what I wanted to say, as long as people understood that I didn't put myself out there as somebody who knows it all. And with experience, you get comfortable with yourself, and you start to understand what it is that you bring to the table. And for me, I learned that one of the things that I bring to the table is I'm really great at painting a picture. Mm-hmm. And I'm really great at placing you in the picture that I've painted. That's one of my personal attributes as a public speaker. But what one of the people who I really love to listen to when they're making public presentations, I mean, I think of Barack Obama, not as a speaker, as the president.
As a senator.
But not even as a senator. No, I'm talking about Obama post-presidency. Mm-hmm. In small meetings and small situations. If you check it out on YouTube, or you catch him on, you know, on a show on one of the news 8 outlets, his presentation is so relaxed and so at ease with himself. And because he is at ease with himself, he is convincing in a way that I think, to a degree, he was not as a president, and he was not as a senator. Because as a senator and as a president, he had this sense of, I could be helping you so much more if I had access to this level of power, whatever the case may be. But as somebody who has been the president, listen, I've seen some things, but really and truly, the things I've seen, here's what I've learned. I didn't do well in this area.
But Quincy, I'm sorry about that, Catherine. So you have 2 minutes now. Tell me,
go ahead.
Tell me, where can I register and be a part of this seminar this weekend?
Right. So the seminar is on Saturday at 2 p.m. at Crypto Isle. And registration is through the app. And you can find a link to the registration on my LinkedIn page. That's Quincy Parker. You can find a link to the registration page on all of my socials. I'm on Instagram at Kyle Parker, and I'm on Facebook at Kyle Parker. And I have sent the link to you to share with your network. I sent it to Dwight to share with his network as well. So
we
just find me on the socials.
Yeah. And we have to stop waiting for our stop waiting for permission to participate in the conversation that's happening across the nation. Get your skill set on tomorrow at Crypto Isle and learn about the secret
sauce. Saturday.
Is it not Friday?
It's Thursday, Catherine.
Oh, my word.
Saturday.
Well, there goes wishful thinking. We'll see you on Saturday at Crypto Isle. Thank you so much.
Catherine, I see you next week. Work on that fishing association to come on next week so we can interview them. This has been Guardian Radio in the AM with C.A. Miri. Have a beautiful and blessed day. Goodbye.